Now let's lead off with Governor J.B. Pritzker visiting ISU yesterday to announce the long-awaited Fine Arts Complex renovation is finally going to happen. Pritzker says $52 million in funding was recently released by the Illinois Capital Development Board as part of the state's new capital funding plan. With the release of funds, ISU can resume working with its architects on the planning and design phase of the project, though a construction timeline was not released.
Our young people should be given the tools to shape their own futures. And it's one of the best investments, frankly, that we can make.
Pritzker is the third governor to visit ISU in the past 7 years, promising to get the Fine Arts Complex done. Former Governor Pat Quinn came in 2013 to announce the release of funds. That began the design and architectural process, but the project stalled at the state level. Then former Governor Bruce Rauner came during his unsuccessful campaign for re-election in 2018, promising to work his tail off to pass a capital bill. He lost to Pritzker 5 months later. Pritzker was able to pass that capital bill with bipartisan support. He was joined on stage yesterday by State Senators Bill Brady and Jason Barrickman and Representative Dan Brady, all Republicans from Bloomington Normal. The project will be a combination of renovation and new construction that will enhance instructional spaces in the Centennial East and Centennial West buildings, Center for the Visual Arts, and Center for the Performing Arts. Here's ISU President Larry Dietz on what comes next.
We have a phased process that we will be involved with. The first phase will be some value engineering, if you will, because when the plan was first approved, we were shovel ready at that time. But since that time frame, the cost of materials have gone up, the cost of labor has gone up, and so the first phase is going to be getting our heads together with our colleagues with CDB and talking about some value engineering. We'll go from there.
The state's capital bill also earmarks almost $90 million to renovate ISU's Milner Library.